travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Now, I don't know about you, but I remember 5 or 6 years ago looking at the plans for this Centre Parks lark in Longford and thinking, well, that's just never going to work. 5 years on, it's going through a 100 million euro expansion and has occupancy rates in the high 90s. Paul O'Connella is with us. Roaring success.
I think so. I mean, look, I was as cynical as everyone else when the plans were announced to bring the Centre Parks to Longford of all counties. But I think, given that you had to throw COVID on top of everything in the past 5 years since it opened in 2019, it's hard to judge it otherwise. It depends if you look at it in terms of how many people visit, how many jobs it created. It has to be said it's a success. Now, that comes with notes. Primarily, I think, the cost.
Now, before you give us the notes, for those who have been living in a cave and unfamiliar with what Centre Parks is, give us the Cliffs notes.
So basically what you have here is a forest resort that was picked with sort of a pinpoint accuracy to be within a reasonable drive of everywhere in the country. You arrive on a Friday or on a Monday and you leave your car in the car park and then you go to your lodge and you check in, and the whole campus, which is built around a lake, forest lodges, about 400 of them, and a gigantic water park, is then car free for the next couple of days. So everybody is walking or cycling around the place, doing their activities, and that is one thing that people love about it, is that you don't have to worry about the toddlers and the young kids and everyone and the dogs. Some of the lodges are pet friendly going around. You pay up front for the 3 or 4 days. The lodges can be 2 or 3 bed, or they can be really fancy executive lodges, even with their own hot tubs and saunas. And then you book your activities and your restaurants as extras. And it's very important that you do that in advance. And Centre Parks will send you a gazillion emails encouraging you to do that in advance, because most of them come at an extra cost. But it is important, because lots of people arrive going, oh, thank God we're here now, what will we do? And find there's no treatments left at a good time at the spa, or the, you know, the treetop adventure course is booked out or what have you.
Well,
so that's how it works.
To your notes. You say about booking all of these things. How much does all this cost?
Right. So let me give you an example. Now, as with everything else these days, and we all got a primer in dynamic pricing over the weekend with the Oasis gigs. So there's a saying in Ireland now in family holiday circles that if you're not sure when the school holidays are, just check the Centre Parks pricing, because that is exactly when they shoot up. But if you can go in the off season, they are coming down. So the cheapest I can find in the months ahead is in January, where you'll get a 2-bed lodge from about 679 euro, a 3-bed from 729 euro for the 3 or 4 nights. Okay, for a family.
For a minute there, I thought that was the nightly price, and I was getting very concerned. But that's
no,
2 to 3
and that's
nights.
Okay if you break it down per person and all the rest of it. The price includes access to the water park, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but that's very important. That's included. Now, if you're looking in the months ahead, it's from 879 for 4 nights for a family of 4. But you want to book during the October midterm, it's 1849 for 4 nights in a 3-bed lodge sleeping 4. You want to go over New Year's, it's 1999. So you can see what I mean about the spikes.
That's pricey enough,
isn't it? This all depends on your attitude to what you're getting for your money. Okay, so it's tip, and this was exactly my attitude going into it. How can it be worth this? Everyone I hear who has not been says, my God, why would you want to go there? It's like you're trapped in this kind of cruise ship on land. There's a perimeter around it. They have you at their mercy. You know, there's nothing but kids running around. Well, it sounds like my idea of hell. But then people go with their families and they realize how thought through it is, from the traffic friendly stuff to the service. Once you pay through the nose for the activities, you find that the people are really good at what they're instructing. The pool is brilliant. I'll give the pool like a 10 out of 10, apart from it can get very busy. So lots of people come back going, well, yeah, we spent a fortune, but...
Now, when you spend that fortune, you spend it on what? Is it dining? Is it spa treatments? Where does the money go?
So let's say you spend, whether you're spending your 679 or your 1,849 in your lodging, that's your upfront cost. Then you can self-cater. The lodges are all self-catering and they're not bad. I've done this and I brought the food, and you need to kind of do a bit of an Excel sheet. Do you need to bring your knife, and do you need to bring your olive oils and your salt and pepper and blah, blah, blah? And what are we going to eat there then? You can buy ready meals on site in the spa. You can do all that. You can bring your own bikes to save you the 47 euro cost of renting a bike for 4 nights. etc. But a lot of people going on holidays don't want to be doing all that. So they just want to book the restaurants or get the ready meals. So yes, you're going to pay for the restaurants. Now, they're not a shakedown. It's the same as going to a mid-range restaurant anywhere in the country, really. The food, I don't think I would write home about it or do a restaurant review on it, but it's grand and they'll have soft play areas for kids and, you know, they know their allergies. They're kind of set up to cater for a mass market. And then the activities. So you can spend, I just took a snapshot of a couple of activity costs. The aerial adventure costs where you're getting your harness on and you're going on the zip wires and climbing through the trees, €46. Bowling for your group, €46 for 45 minutes. Hire a mini Land Rover for the young kids to drive around the forest, €24.50. A baby owl encounter, €13 to €14. That's the one you'll be booking, by judging by the reaction.
A baby owl encounter.
There you go. So, well, that's, you know, if you've ever done the Birds of Prey thing where you get an educational experience and you get up close and with these creatures, it can be magical. It all depends on how it's handled.
Now,
my experience of it is that the activities are done well, but by God, the prices add up.
If all of this was built 5 years ago and is the kind of roaring success that we've been discussing, into what are they putting 100 million quid?
Yeah, so I spoke to them recently about all of this. The plans for expanding were interestingly built in at the get-go, but they obviously wanted to see, would it work? Would Irish people take on? Because it was a big question as to whether we would. And most of the guests are Irish and there's a growing number of repeats. So 100 million expansion is going to buy them. And this is all going to be rolled out in phases, by the way, over the next 2 years or so. It's not, they're not going to close the resort. And they tell us they're not going to impact on your experience there. 198 new lodges, including 4 treehouse lodges, which are its most luxurious. So they're sort of elevated. They're not literally tree houses, but they're kind of in a...
You said there was, what, 400 and something?
Yeah.
So that's 50% increase in their accommodation.
Yeah, you'll
capacity.
Be over, wow, 600 lodges by the time they're done. A new restaurant, they're going to extend the pool and they're going to add a new sauna element, also calling it treetop. I've seen the drawings, but you have to see it in reality. It's quite immersive. You know, there's a big trend towards forest bathing and immersive structures in spas at the moment. So they're going to do all of that. The subtropical swimming paradise is what they call the pool. And when I saw this, OK, at the start before I'd visited, my eyes nearly rolled. Subtropical swimming paradise. But when you think
Longford.
About it, essentially what they've done is put a roof on Longford. It's 29.5 degrees year round. It has a big wave pool in the middle of it. It has the deadliest slides in the country. One of them is called the Tropical Cyclone, where 4 of you sit into this big, you know, inflatable donut yoke and you go off down the tunnel and you're whooshed around. And it's as good as any slide I've been on. Great crack. You just have, you can have long queues. So you have to kind of get the hack sorted before you go. Are you going to go in early? Is the last hour, is when people are having their dinner, is that a good time to go on the slides, etc., etc.? So the whole sort of piece of prep work that you have to put into before you go. But that's included in the price and it's brilliant. I can't find a bad word to say about that pool.
Does anybody go without kids?
Yeah, good question. They're in the minority, but they do. And one, you don't have to engage with all that kids stuff. It is possible to kind of book more adult activities. There is a sports bar. You can cycle around. You can use the spa. Now, the spa is something else that surprises people. It's really, I would say, within the top 10 spas of its kind on the island. My wife had been in to test this and came back with 2 thumbs up. It's very expensive. It's about €65 for a 3-hour slot going in using all of its thermal areas. You can book it as a non-resident, which is not generally the way with Central Parks. You can't just rock in and say, let's see what this is all about and walk around. It's very much gated and residents only. But you can book it an evening slot or you can book a day rate from €99 for the spa. So that, and it is good and it is adult only.
Before we kicked off, you had a lovely stat about its impact on Longford.
Well, before Central Parks opened, Fáilte Ireland was listing Longford as the least visited county in Ireland. Now, it's certainly not the most visited.
But per capita, I'd say it's not doing badly.
Yeah, I think the figure I saw over the past year, now after COVID getting out, was something like 200,000 visitors. But it's huge. It's made a huge difference. And that's not even starting, I suppose, on the jobs.
Paul, as ever, thank you very much. That is Paul O'Connell, travel editor with the Irish Independent. If you missed anything that Paul has to say, don't forget you can get it on podcast. Just go on newstalk.com, search for the Pat Kenny.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Now,